can you shed some light as to, have you heard much on the Olympic conference, or is that pretty much a dead thing, or is there...
Well, I don't want it to be a dead thing. Round one was to see if the conferences wanted to form a 36-conference scenario where there are six divisions of six teams, and we certain individuals were going to go to the conference meetings that were going to be held during the month of February to see if that's a possibility, and I think the consensus is that there's really not any interest in doing that. And so then the next step will be to see if those conferences are willing to do some crossover games with an Olympic conference, and now we have to go through that process. And if that's possible, then we would then contact those former Olympic schools to see if they would be interested in that and just go from there. So we're really kind of doing it just step by step. I'm still just as interested as ever. I think it's the right thing for our community, and I think it's a quality of life issue, and I really believe that all the citizens in those member school districts would agree with me, and I think that everyone enjoyed it when it was in existence, and I think they would enjoy it again if it could get put back together. So, you know, I don't know how it will go. I don't know if it'll be possible, but I'm certainly going to keep at it and see what we can do. And of course, if at the end of the day we just can't get it done, I suppose we won't do it, because everything is working fine now with the existing conferences. So it's not like things are broken and dysfunctional. But at the same time, I think they can be much better. And I think that our community hopes that when we steward the district, that we will make things as good as they can be, or, you know, to make it not just be satisfied with good, but try to always seek after best. And I think that the best thing would be for the Olympic Conference to be put back together, because I think the communities are similar. I think that the people know each other. I think they enjoy the rivalries, and it's a quality of life issue, like I said earlier. And I think that it is worthwhile to put effort in toward it.
Is like the ball in anybody, like who has the ball, or the ball's in whose court now?
And I suppose since I'm the one that's making all the noise, then I suppose it's back in my court to now approach the conferences to see if they're interested in crossover games. And when I say that, you know, of course that's referring to football, because you have to have nine games, and it's very difficult to schedule games when you don't have a conference, or when your conference is too small. And so now we just need to find the interest level on that, and then we can move forward from there.
And as you relate, I mean, when you talk about, like, the Olympic, is there still, when we had talked a while back, there was the potential of the six schools, Monmouth, Roseville, Macomb, I think Mercer County, Orion, Sherrard, and Rock Ridge?
Yes. Yeah, those are the schools that are being targeted right now. And, of course, we would invite others to join us if they were interested, but that would be the starting point.
Okay.
I mean, I would like to see Farmington and Knoxville also join us, but I think they're pretty content where they are right now. They're not completely 100% saying no, but there's very little interest right now, so I don't think that's likely, at least not initially. Maybe down the road they would have some interest.
So you're leading it or whatever, so it's, I guess, the fair assessment to say it's not, you know, Olympic Conference is not dead, but I don't know if it's fair to say it's on life support or what the analogy would be.
Yeah, there's not a groundswell of support, put it that way. I don't think there's a little bit of disinterest on some of the parts of the administrators, but I would say that everyone's kind of open, everybody's willing to listen, everybody's willing to talk about it, and I think, you know, but there's not like a groundswell. I'm not receiving pressure from the other schools to say, hey, get this done. And yet I really believe that all the fans want us to get it done. And so I think that we just need to keep at it. And I mean, someone once said that when the horse is dead, dismount. And I just don't think the horse is dead yet. So I think it's still alive, and I think we'll still keep, you know, putting some effort into it, and we'll see how it goes.